I think we are facing a real problem in the community in that we have become totally self-centered. And it shows up in every area of our lives, whether it's in the husband's role, the wife's role, the ex-husband, the ex-wife, in-laws. Everything is about ourselves and what we want and what we want to make the other person feel. And certainly we've been hearing so much more about children being used as weapons by their parents, often by their mothers. When two adults are no longer on the same page, when they're no longer committed to each other, it can be very, very difficult to put those feelings aside and focus on the well-being of the children. But that is what we must do. Put your feelings aside, your hurt, your pain, your disappointment, your ego, your pride to the side and make intention for these children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Wallahi, the fate of our kids lies so heavily in our hands. And as parents, as the adults in the situation, we have to come back to the reality that these children are amana, that they are a gift on loan to us. And every decision that we make, especially if there is something as devastating to children as a breakup, every decision that we make will impact those children, often for life. So the brothers and sisters who are at war right now, using their children to hurt their ex-spouse, please take a moment to remember these children and their right upon you. And ask yourself, what is the lesson that I want to teach my children in this moment, in this period, this difficult time? What is the example that I want to set for them? Because at the end of the day, our children have to know that we love them regardless and that we prioritize them and their well-being and their akhirah regardless of what's happened with our partner, with our spouse. And may Allah make it easy for those couples who are at war and using their children in between this fight. May Allah make it easy for us to remove those feelings of hurt and pain and allow us to stop putting our children at risk by making them pay the price from when we as adults have not managed to make our marriages work. May Allah guide us.